With the upcoming change in Congress, the conversation surrounding the Affordable Care Act is about to get louder. Both sides are clearly divided, especially amongst healthcare professionals. Dr. David McCaleb, an area neurosurgeon, opposes the new law, calling for its repeal. Meanwhile, Dr. Mona Mangit, a physician specializing in allergies and asthma, supports the law, seeing it as the first step in fixing the healthcare system. And though the two doctors hardly see eye to eye, they had one argument in common. Insurance companies are hurting the system.
Insurance companies are in charge. They decide what treatments we can offer. They dictate what prescriptions we can write. They deny claims at will, sometimes just for not dotting your I or crossing your T. And they impact how compliant or non-compliant our patients are.
The more you spend on the patient, the less goes into your pocket. If you spend too much on your patient, the insurance company, who now has immense power, will come and complain and get you thrown off the panel. You'll cry for help, and you will not get it because it's that insurance company that's keeping the government and the politicians in office.
McCaleb says having a free market is the solution for cost control, where the patients dictate what prices are charged through economic forces of supply and demand. But one audience member fervently argued on behalf of consumers who are struggling against rising premiums, saying people are helpless against the insurance industry. But McCaleb fires back.
When do you think the insurance companies are going to have more power? When everyone's mandated to buy their insurance and the government defines the government defines what insurance is. Are you going to have more power as a patient and a doctor to set your prices or less power?
No, you get rid of the insurance companies. You take them out of the equation. You have a single payer system.
Okay.
You have a single payer system and you get the insurance companies out of the equation.
In a single payer system like Medicare, all medical bills are paid for by that program. But since a single payer system isn't what the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act addresses, Mangit responds to McCaleb's call for a free market, highlighting that the law does make room for competition and choice.
The state will have the power to set up exchanges where insurance companies will have to compete for all these new lives that they want. They're going to have to give a better product at a lower price, but they're going to have to offer a basic set of services so that nobody's going to buy some crappy plan that costs $10 a month and gives you nothing for the money. So it's going to cause competition. It is taking these free market ideas, but it's using them in a way that will actually allow us to help people, not just, let those that are healthy and wealthy be helped and nobody else.
McCaleb says the government is overstepping their boundary and says consumers are responsible for their own healthcare needs. But Mangit says that doctors need to advocate for those who can't advocate for themselves.
And I personally feel that healthcare is a human right. I don't think that it matters if you're rich or you're poor. I think you should be able to have access to care equally and fairly for all people.
Medical care is neither a right nor a privilege. It is a service. It is a service that people like you and I provide and that people plan to pay for when they need it. If you consider it a right, please find where the right is defined in the Constitution of the United States.
The Universal Declaration of Human Rights says every person has the right to medical care. It was adopted by the United Nations General Assembly and signed by the United States. While healthcare has become a multi-billion-dollar industry that can be accessed across global stock markets, one person asked if it's right that healthcare be treated as a commodity.
No, I do not think healthcare is a commodity, and I think it has been treated in that way. People have made profit off of misfortune, illness, death, off of human life, and I completely agree with you that that should not be the way that it is.
Profit is the most moral force in our society because through profit, man is held accountable to each other. A man must justify why they should take your money in exchange for a service or a good.
With all eyes and ears focused on healthcare and what the new Congress will do to change the Affordable Care Act, the debate is sure to get even more fired up. For WMNF News, I'm Kimberly Vlock in Tampa.